Go ahead.
Instead of addressing the root causes of some of these staffing issues that we see in society, the government, the Ford government, has instead focused on things that they shouldn't be focused on. They're focused on privatizing our surgeries. They're focused on, with this new Bill 7, where they will require hospital patients to be admitted, to be authorized to be admitted to long-term care without their consent. That is very troubling. Going into a long-term care facility is traumatizing for most hospital patients who are transferred to long-term care. It means that they have met their final destination. Long-term care is not a place of cure. It's not a place of treatment. People lose their autonomy step by step in those facilities as they they progress through the stages. It's a major step, and yet the government's solution for this situation is to pile on the pressure and give government bureaucrats the right to admit hospital patients to long-term care, even when those patients do not agree to that that step. This is not a solution that we should be supporting. Likewise, its plans to privatize surgeries and diagnostic services is not a plan that we should be supporting. What we have found out through privatization is that when these clinics are set up, is that they, in almost every case, take steps to extra bill the patients. And this has not been stopped by government, either federal or provincial. Result is that you pay more out of hand to get the services that you are that should be paid for through our public healthcare system. But that's what these private for-profit clinics do. They find extra ways to bill. That's not something we want in our healthcare system. We want care that is free at the point of care so that all can benefit from that and our society can grow together.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Las cosas que estos problemas que hay en el sector salud, el más preocupante es lo más preocupante es que no hay plan para solucionar los problemas existentes, la falta de staff, cierre de hospitales, cierre de unidades de emergencia. Pero ellos se están enfocando en la privatización del diagnóstico y las operaciones. Y otra ley muy preocupante, legislación, es para que los pacientes de los hospitales se les pueda transferir a residencias de personas de la tercera edad sin su consentimiento. Estos no son lugares para curar a las personas de tercera edad. Ahí no hay sistemas especializados de salud. Básicamente los están mandando a un lugar en donde se les abandona y lo más seguro es que mueran, ¿no? Entonces, este derecho que tienen los burócratas para transferir y que los pacientes vayan a terminar en una residencia de las personas de tercera edad es inaceptable. Y luego está todo el surgimiento de clínicas privadas que cobran caro, que cobran más allá y que siempre están buscando la forma de cobrarle más a los pacientes, ¿no? Entonces, estas ya son formas del enfoque del gobierno actual de Ford, que es la privatización del sistema de salud.
Instead of trying to find ways to attract and retain staff to the hospitals, the government's solution is to force 1,300 hospital patients into long-term care without their consent. That's what it does. That's what this legislation will do. Will allow government bureaucrats to authorize your admission to a long-term care facility without your consent. Right now, there's 38,500 people who want to be in a long-term care facility but are on a wait list for that. So it's not like there's all sorts of spaces there that people can just transfer to a long-term care facility, there's already a very significant wait list. Adding 1,300 people who do not wish to be on that list will make the wait for long-term care for people who want to be in long-term care significantly longer.
Yeah. So, dice, en lugar de tener una estrategia para retener, reclutar y retener trabajadores en el sector salud, se está planeando transferir 13,000 pacientes que actualmente están en hospitales a las residencias para las personas de la tercera edad, en donde ya hay una larga lista de más de 28,000, que esto complicaría el panorama y haría más larga la espera para que estas personas, porque los que están en lista de espera son personas que quieren y desean ir a la residencia de personas de tercera edad para el cuidado de largo plazo. Pero estos 13,000 actualmente son pacientes en hospitales que no han consentido a que se les lleve a ese lugar.
Another way that the staffing crisis is affecting us is that our ambulances are being tied up at the hospitals. They can't discharge their patients because there's no hospital staff to accept those patients. As a result, hundreds of thousands of hours of paramedic time is spent waiting in hospital, not rescuing people from traffic accidents or dealing with cardiac arrests, but waiting in a hospital with their patients because they can't, there is not the staff in the hospital to accept those patients. It's utterly, utterly inefficient and is resulting, unfortunately, in cases where there are, in some cases, no ambulances available in local areas to respond to 911 calls, which is totally unacceptable. It's also driving up costs for the municipalities that have to pay for the paramedic services. This is not a way to run a healthcare system. We need to find ways to build our hospital capacity, to build the staffing in our hospital system, and not just to say that a bed is there. It's not about the beds. It's, you've also got to find the staff in the hospitals to take care of those patients and to operate those beds and the patients that are and take care of the patients that are in those beds. That is not happening. There is no plan from this government to develop the healthcare staff capacity that we need in order to not have this sort of crisis that we're seeing right now.
La otra crisis que estamos viendo es que las ambulancias están en los hospitales esperando ahí en los hospitales con los pacientes. Entonces se pierden cientos de miles de horas con las ambulancias ahí. Entonces, como resultado de eso, no hay ambulancias en las calles respondiendo a las llamadas del 911. Y entonces, en lugar de construir y la capacidad de los servicios, mejorarla, superarla, al igual que tener una estrategia de retención, de reclutamiento y retención de staff y los servicios en los hospitales. Entonces, esta es otra crisis más que se ha agregado a la ya existente. Doc.